and welcome back to the Amazing Career Project. Glad you're here. We are on video number 14, which is about making it happen, planning and producing the results you want. We are in the create level now of our five steps. So you're really right there. And I'm hoping you feel like you've touched on amazing career success and how to shift to get it all along this program. So here's today's takeaway. Dreaming is not doing. Taking the right kind of action is what is required to achieve amazing results. So what is the right kind of action? We're going to talk about that. And some of this we've touched on in previous videos, but it's important enough to reiterate this now that you're at the level of creating what you want. So you've heard me talk about Maria Nemeth's great book, The Energy of Money. And in it, I highly recommend it, she talks about what it takes to bring something into physical reality, into the 3D world. So you've probably noticed, and she talks about this, when you're fantasizing or dreaming about something or have an idea like, oh, I'm going to write a book, the energy of that is so light. It sparkles. You can kind of see it. It's so uplifting. It's so exciting. There's so much juice, right? But as you try to bring that into being, it's a completely different energy because going, as she says, across the border into manifesting it in reality, it's dense energy. It's not light. I want you to understand that because it's going to feel like a lot more challenging than when you had the brainstorm. And that's natural. That's normal. It takes work. It takes work. Now, do things fall in our lap? Absolutely. I believe when there's preparedness. Is there luck? I believe there's luck and I believe there's good fortune. But good fortune falls on us much more readily when we've done the hard work first and that we're completely ready. So as Maria Nemeth says, don't metafizzle. Don't just think it. You've got to take the right kind of action. So one way to identify what the right kind of action is in how you create your goals. We've talked about them being smart, but now I really want to get into that. Specific, smart means specific, measurable, achievable, realistic, and timely. We've kind of talked about that before, but let's do it again. Specific means you've dimensionalized it. It's not some vague goal, I want to write a book. It's not some vague goal, want to start a business. You know specifically what it's going to look like and what it's going to take. I want to write a book about women's challenges, and I know how I'm going to do it. It's going to be stories, and I'm going to interview over 100 women, and I'm going to hear their stories and dissect from these stories powerful information. That was my book, Breakdown Breakthrough. Specific, right? Measurable. You are going to be able to measure when you've achieved them, right? So it's not some vague, loosey-goosey thing. I don't know. I'll know it when I see it. You've got metrics for it. So in fact, take book as an example. The next step is to write the book proposal. Then you go off and do that. The next step is to find an agent, right? Break it down so you don't sabotage yourself. So you're not looking too far in the future. You're making it doable for yourself, okay? The third part of SMART goals is achievable. Make it something that you believe is within the realm of a possibility for you to achieve and in your lifetime, right? The fourth is realistic. Yes, you can achieve it, but truly, are you going to? Now, that's a bigger box than it appears. Sometimes what we think is realistic, we could stretch much farther and still be in the realm of realistic. So you need a little outside help to know, is this really something I can do? And can I even stretch bigger? And the final piece is make your goals timely. Make them the juicy thing you need that's definitely going to move you forward. Like for me, in writing my book, it was, I really want to find a great publisher. At that time, I did not want to self-publish. I wanted it to be a great publisher that I respected, that had done great books in the past. And that was a goal. That was a timely goal for me. Let's get to that and see if I can do that. So break them down in those ways as well as 3 months, 6 months, 1 to 3 years, and 5 years. And it's interesting. I interviewed Tori Johnson, who's Good Morning America workplace contributor, and she said, I'm not a big fan of 5-year plans. I'm moving too fast. I'm loving everything I do. I don't need it. Don't want it. If 5 years feels too far, fine. This has to be your authentic plan. 5 years for me is important because I want to keep stretching big. I have big goals for my business, monetarily, revenue, what I'm putting out there. And the 5 year gives me a lot of excitement and hope that where I am today is going to ratchet up five times, five levels. Okay, so what are the five key steps to capitalizing on new opportunities to make it happen? I'm going to talk to you about the four buckets again, so that, you know, wherever you are, this is going to be useful for you. But here are the five steps to capitalizing. The first is you've got to understand the next best direction, right? Narrow it down. If you're looking at five things, narrow it down to the first and then get moving on that. The second piece is analyze the help you need. We've talked about this 10 times. You cannot do this on your own. You need helpers, you need supporters, right? Along with that, you might need to find, hire, connect with people that have complementary skills, right? As I'm launching this video series, as I was writing my book, as I was doing my book proposal, I knew I needed help. I don't know how to do a book proposal. Go and find the complementary skills that are going to help you do what you want. The fourth step is communicate your goals to everybody you meet. I'm doing an amazing career project video series. Really? I actually need a speaker on that topic, right? Communicate it everywhere you go. These are my goals and these are the steps I'm taking to get there. And the fifth is, touches on a previous video, but so important, market yourself and promote yourself powerfully. Talk about what you're doing. Talk about what you can do. Talk about what you bring to the table. Get over your fear that I can't talk about myself. Get over that. So the four buckets we're going to talk about in terms of making it happen. Okay, I want to stay where I am, but I want more. What does that more look like? Exactly. And I want you now to go get it, right? What do you have to do? Who do you have to talk to at that company? What new skill do you have to acquire? What new class do you have to take? What new training? I want you to identify what it is and now go and ask for it and get on the path to that. So that could be, I want new projects. I want to run a new division, right? I need a new staff member for me to grow as I want to, right? I want to be involved in this set of projects, this new direction. And the other piece that you have to do is, if you want more where you currently are, you have to know what the organization, what your management, what your peers, what your colleagues think about your potential to move forward. So find out the best way to get that 360 review. Review and critique from every level, higher, lower, and your peers. To gauge if your organization thinks you are ready for the amazing success you want. That's bucket number one. Bucket number two, I want a new job. I want to leave my employer. Okay, we talked about this before, but here we go. Identify the 30 companies you want to work for. Why 30? Because it's a big enough number to encompass all of the parts of you so you can bring your whole self, right? You identify those, you get on LinkedIn, you connect, you network. And the question you ask for everybody is not, do you have a new job? Do you have a job for me? Here's the question. Do you have anyone that I should speak to? Do you know anyone I should speak to? Everyone has someone you can speak to. And then you speak, network, take people out, right? You make it happen. You make sure your materials, your resume, your LinkedIn profile, your competitive brand, it's all the best it can be. And if you can't do that yourself, hire it out. They're amazing resume writers. I have a slew of referral partners happy to share with you to make it happen. Okay? The third bucket is, I want a new career. So hopefully at this point, you've identified exactly what that career is. You've done the research to try it on, and you're ready to do it. So what do you have to do? Is it new training? Is it new credentials? Right? Is it moving? Is it opening an office? What is the first step that's going to pave the way to what you really want? It's time to take it. If you've done all of these steps, you're absolutely ready. And the fourth is, I want to start my new business. So to be prepared for this, you have had to have done your competitive analysis, your full business plan, your marketing plan, your sales plan, your funding, your financial plan, and your budget. I want to share with you, there's been research on how entrepreneurial startups are different when it's women starting and men. Traditionally, men have more prior business experience, more financial planning experience, and they have different expectations. They go into it to make money. Women tend to want work-life balance and other things, meaning and purpose. They tend to have less business experience. But I've seen in the past 2-3 years a huge shift in the entrepreneurial world. And there's so much out there for you. So many people, I've mentioned some brands, Claudia Chan, Tori Johnson, Savor the Success, wonderful organizations that help, specifically designed to help entrepreneurial women take it to the next level. Join them. 85 Bra is another wonderful organization. Join these organizations. Take the right next step. If you are ready, if you feel that this is where your amazing career success lies. So I hope that's helpful. Do your homework, click the link below, and I will see you next time. Thank you.